literally start immediately. A wing mowit. I can start immediately. A wing mowit. How you like that, dude?
A wing mowit. We on, man. Dude, I've been reading the Old Testament, and like I was jumping around before. Now I'm like reading the whole thing straight through. I'm still in Genesis.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's fucking, it's the greatest story ever told.
Yeah?
It's just Jewish dudes tricking their uncles and then fucking their cousins. It's the whole, that's like the first three chapters are just like someone taking a nap in the desert and then like having a wild dream and being like, oh, I gotta go fuck my cousin. And then like someone's like, go to your uncle's house and his daughter will be there and she'll be beautiful. And this guy's like rolling up off like 40-day journeys through the woods. And like, and then I saw her. And then she was beautiful. She was so voluptuous.
It's fuck like, yeah.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's a good Bible.
It's, dude, that's all literally the first. So far, I'm on Jacob. And he.
Is he the one that did he wrestle a fucking angel in the middle of the night?
I don't. He had a. I don't know. I'm not done with this thing. He might have, but I know. That might have been David. But Jacob had the dream where he like saw a ladder all the way up to heaven. And then he like poured Crisco on the rock and was like, I'll never forget this place, and like went on to fuck his cousin.
he hallucinated in the desert and then fucked his cousin.
Yeah, so then he gets to his uncle, I think Laban's house, whatever his name is.
Labamba.
he gets to his uncle's house and he's like, hi, there's my deal. This is a dream I had. I gotta fuck your daughter. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here. He's like,
yeah,
you can definitely fuck my daughter. And he's like, you just gotta work for 7 years. So he works for as a shepherd for 7 years, like fending off wolves and this is how badly he wants to fuck his cousin. He sleeps under the stars, he's under the sun, and then the day of after 7 years of like hard Old Testament labor, it's the wedding day, and his uncle has another daughter that's older but kind of ugly, and he veils her face and tricks Jacob and makes him marry his ugly daughter, and then Jacob pulls the veil up and is like, "What the fuck? Why am I? I'm supposed to be fucking Rebecca?" And he's like, "Dude, I can't give away my second daughter before the first. It's just tradition. Just marry her for a week, then I'll give you Rebecca." Nice. He's like, but you got to work 7 more years.
Well, this is Old Testament time, so those seven years, that could be like a week.
Yeah, but he's like expanding livestock, so it's definitely something. Yeah, it's definitely not. It's probably like 6 months.
Yeah,
but that's a very good point.
Moses is like, what, 400?
Yeah, so that's a good point. So he works for an unspecified amount of time, enough to get like a couple more goats going on.
Too long. It's too long to fuck a cousin.
For a while. His eyes were tired with sleep.
Although, is there too long to fuck a cousin?
No, because after what happened
with toil.
Exactly.
I would fend off as many wolves in the Middle East as I had to.
Dude, after a week.
Just to lay with a voluptuous cousin.
After a week, he gets to start fucking Rebecca.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I tell you my cousin's husband texted me?
Yeah.
And was like, dude, just wondering, like, what cousin are you talking about? I was like, dude, don't worry. I'm not serious. I'm not trying to fuck my cousins.
I was dying laughing on the way over here thinking about that.
Yeah, because
being like, well, what would I with like if I asked Shane like, well, who's your hottest cousin, and then like, what would I say, and if he said it, like, how did it's like, dude, that's what this whole Old Testament's about. It's finding your hottest cousin and being like, hey, my dad had a conversation with God, and I gotta fuck my cousin, and then they're like, oh, perfect.
This is exactly what Jordan Peterson's talking about when he's talking about how these stories are instilled in our souls.
Yeah.
Look at this, 2,000 years later, you and me are still sitting here like, man. I wish God would give me a sign so I could go fuck my cousin.
You just got to walk. All you got to do is walk to your uncle's house. You
got to walk 40 years.
And be like, hi, uncle, it is I, Shane, son of Phil.
Yeah.
Give me your hottest daughter. Dude, but he starts fucking his hotter cousin, and then the hot cousin won't have kids, but like the uglier one will. So the uglier one. So then the one chapter is just the ugly one being like, he's going to love me. I'm having all these sons. And then like, he's like, not really. And then, so the lady, the hot cousin, Rebecca, is like, all right, you can fuck my slave, but that's my daughter. And so then, like, finally, they go back. They have, like, a daughter war of, like, who can have more daughters. So this guy has.
And they're fucking slaves?
Yeah. So he has.
Sick.
This guy in the Old Testament had four wives. Two of them were his cousin. Two of them were his cousin's slaves.
That's hot.
It's fucking insane.
These are white slaves, too.
Oh, yeah, these are European, like, white slaves.
These are white slaves, dude. I love white slaves.
They're just young, like, they're like Jesus. Everyone in this time looked exactly like white Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
They're just skinny and ripped, and, like, all
skinny, ripped white dudes.
And have long, brown, like, rock star hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, it's like, I'm reading this story, and I'm like, this is the best story ever. And then he, like, eventually, like, steals his four wives and runs away, and, like, his wife steals like the dolls of the gods of her dad, and the guy comes, he's like, where are my dolls of the gods? And the lady's just like, she's sitting on them. She's like, I have my period, but you can look around everywhere. I'm just not going to stand up. And the dad looks around. He's like, well, all right. Sorry about that. Sorry about the accusation. It's just them literally.
Even Old Testament, the dad's like, well, all right, never mind. That's gross. That's gross. I'm going to fucking look outside.
It's literally people tricking each other. So far, it's just been people tricking each other and fucking their cousins.
He's like, ew, Shoshana, why would you say that? It's fucking gross. Yeah. Now, fuck your cousin.
Dude, it's the best, dude. I've absolutely loved it.
Nice.
I can't wait to get it.
What are you talking to? This shit sucks. I've tried to read it. That shit sucks. I'm telling you, man.
That's actually another thing. People have been asking me about my systems, dude. A lot of people have been interested.
I'll tell you right now, you're not getting past Leviticus.
What's that at? How much after Genesis?
Two more books.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm calling it now. This ends next podcast.
It's part of my systems, dude. That's the thing. People ask. I wake up every day. I work out. Come home. I eat. And then I don't free feed my dogs anymore. I make my dogs earn their food for tricks. So I like put their food in bowls and put it up on the counter and put it in my hands. So if my dogs want to eat now, they have to fucking eat from my hands. So I'm like, they have to physically touch me if they want to eat. So my new system now is working out. I get home, I eat, and then I fucking train my dogs.
Fuck with dogs.
I train them because they're becoming fucking insulin, dude.
You work out.
Yeah.
And then you come home and you annoy dogs for like an hour.
Dude, it
and then
works.
Read the Bible.
Yeah. And I read about fucking your cousin in the Bible. But dude, so now I just go like this. If my dogs want to eat, they have to fucking please me. Otherwise, there's no more free ride in my house, dude. They've been so bad lately.
Damn.
They've been fucking assholes.
You sound like a Republican, dude.
Yeah, dude. There's no more free house. There.
They got to fucking work.
So then I do that, and then I read the Bible. I read the works of the great philosophers, and then I just, you know, I go about my day, attend to the business. That's my systems. Anyone who's interested.
It's a pretty wild system.
Sick, dude.
Again, when we had that conversation about daydreaming, and I was like, I don't think I daydream. I just sit there and think about fucking stand-up, and it's not productive. It's not like I'm thinking about bits or, like, good material. It's just, like, blanket, just
you being constantly Yeah, you being about. Glorious, dude.
Not necessarily glory. It's just like really? What I need to do and like how can I do it?
Well, that's kind of useful.
All day,
that's
just
kinda
conniving
useful.
Mentally. Mentally weaseling all day.
I know what you mean now. That makes sense. Yeah, I have just pure glory dreams, dude. And I'll stop myself and I'm just like, Jesus,
yeah,
dude,
that's crazy. I've never once envisioned myself. Not maybe when I was younger, but like the idea of me thinking about myself being a lead singer.
Oh, dude, never ending.
Insane.
I've lead sung before, though. I played two bands.
All right.
The well, one band, sense. I played in one band. I was like,
You were in two, you were the lead singer of two bands?
Bands that lasted for about a week, yeah.
What were the name of the bands?
We didn't have a name. The one was, the one was me and my cousin played because someone was having a party.
How high was his cousin?
It's my male cousin. He's got a big dick, though. I don't know. Timmy.
Tim?
I don't think you ever met Timmy.
I don't think I met Tim.
Yeah, he's got a huge fucking dong.
He's got a big dick?
Dude, that's when I saw his dick was after that party. We were peeing. There's like a huge farm out in, I think, Oxford or somewhere in like lower, you know.
You guys just got done jamming. And
it was
then
the day
saw
after.
His
it was
dick.
The day after. People had like tents and shit. It was a bunch of like hippies. And this guy was like, we opened up for another band. And then after we got done, people who like sold acid were just cutting up sheets of acid and handing them to people. So everyone was just fucked up. And the next day I went to pick up my cousin's tent.
Did you do any of the acid?
Definitely. And, we went and
definitely
the next day I was helping my cousin get his tent together and we were just like, you know, classic peeing in the woods. And we were boys. We used to do this, but
yeah.
You know, after like eighth grade, you stop peeing in the woods with your cousin until roughly 23.
Yeah.
And I spied that thing and was like, yo, bro. Whew. I made no bones about it.
It's like seeing a Sasquatch.
I was like, yo, cuz.
You saw it do that thing where it's like walking and it turns towards the camera. You were out in the woods. You saw it.
But yeah, that was my first band we played. Yeah, dude, I actually relapsed.
What do you mean?
I fucking fapped, bro.
What? You fapped?
I fapped, yeah.
I thought we were on a no-fap.
I was trying, dude. I fell.
How'd that?
I was climbing. I was climbing high, dude. What happened was I couldn't sleep. I had too much fucking tea in me, so I couldn't fall asleep. I had too much fucking cum. So sure. I was like, well...
Your cum was keeping you awake?
Yeah, if you don't fucking cum in 7 days, dude, I can't sleep. I sleep maybe 4 hours.
Really?
I get jacked up. Did you ever take steroids for like poison ivy, like
no.
low-grade steroids?
Nope.
Not like D-ball or anything?
Nope.
It's that feeling.
This is all natural.
I've taken roids. They don't get you jacked, but you do gain weight and you can't sleep on them. You're just kind of all day like, that's how I feel. If I hold
sounds like what I have.
Holding in for 7 days.
Fat, depressed.
It's not. You're not depressed, though.
Fucking insomniac.
It's your tea, dude. You do have high tea.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hold it in. How much, like, what's the longest you've ever held it in for?
21 days.
How'd you feel?
It's nothing to me.
Really?
I'm a master of my body, dude.
I'm fucking not, dude.
I'm not a slave to cum.
I'm a creature that thinks with my spinal cord, dude. I'm just like a full, just like a monkey walking around, dude.
Yeah?
I literally, after like 7 days, yeah, I can't sleep. My whole torso hurts. It's like sore. I have blue balls, dude. Basically, I took it to the showers. I'm like, I'll just go pure imagination style.
That's like the most.
Dude, that's even worse. Mind, that's even worse than porn. That's the purest way to fap.
Most Catholic and then
you,
way.
Exactly. But then you go, as always, dude, it's like the, it's like that Greek myth of the Minotaur's maze. All roads lead to the fucking adopted cousin. You get out and you're like, God damn it. That wasn't wholesome, dude.
What do you mean? What happened?
You just go to the adopted cuz, dude.
What does that mean?
That's just the hottest masturbatory fantasy.
So you were in the...
I'm not going to get into specifics.
Shower jerking off to a cousin of yours.
No, dude, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about adopted cousin. I'm saying that's where I was thinking of someone else's adopted cousin.
Take us through the process here, because it sounds a little...
That was my... When I was younger, that was my, like... That was my eject button. When I was in the shower, my knees were getting sore from squeeze. You know, you got to squeeze your legs real hard. My knees would be buckling on me. I would just go right to my AC and be like, oh, boy. And then you get out and you're like, gross. So, you know, so I caught a beat and I was not pleased with it. And then obviously that turned...
Wait, so AC is your adopted cousin and that's like your guaranteed nut.
Yeah, dude.
What happens in this scenario with your adopted cousin?
I'm not going to get into it.
Let me hear it.
Just a handy, bro. I can't go.
Your adopted cousin gives you a hand job?
In my darkest, deepest fantasies.
Where are you? Like, what is
shower,
this?
Dude. I go real life. I'm in like caveman virtual reality.
No,
I have like
one
a shower
of those hand
on.
Jobs that's like, hey, I'll help you out. Here you go.
Or yeah.
Like she's Indian.
It's a secret. No, it's definitely a secret. It's
she's
like, hurry
like,
up. We have to hurry
here,
this.
Here you go.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hurried secret hand job.
How long has that been going on for you?
Never. I haven't used my imagination in forever. So
no,
like,
but I mean, like, was that one that you...
That was like...
Lifetimes. It's the first
pretty
time.
Pretty much. That was like a cryogenic, frozen sexual fantasy from like 7th grade that like, I was like, I'll just use my imagination. I'll think about like underwear or something. It was just like, why was my adopted cousin coming out of it?
Think about underwear. Oh, man.
So, dude, that instantly turned into a nightly habit, which led to a pic, which led to some vids, dude. And I was right back on the porn.
Now
dude.
You're back into the porn.
I'm off. I'm back off. I went and recouped
so
in Chicago.
So you jerked off to your cousin in the shower.
No, adopted.
And then how long until the next jerk off happened?
Instantly, the next night, dude.
The next night.
It's like a fucking spike, dude. It's a needle. I'm right back on.
You're chasing the adopted cousin dragon. Yeah, dude. And then the next night, you went with what, picks?
Some picks? Wholesome picks, dude. Just some camel toe and underwear, dude. That's all.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So that's pretty wholesome stuff.
That's legal. Then what happens the next night? That's when things...
Next night, you jerk off to some hooker ads.
Hooker ads?
Yeah, you look up the ads, dude. Jerk off to hooker ads.
And then the next night?
Porn videos, wow. Dude. Hooker ads are like a... Because that's a loaded gun, dude. You're looking at them, you're like, that's a real person. That's their services.
Wow, I never even thought of that.
Jerking off to hooker ads is sick. Because they have like little intro videos, sure. Too. White people had to stop fucking our cousins.
Yeah.
We used to fuck our cousins. We knocked it off.
Yeah. It sucks. But you got to do it.
It's hard, man.
It's hard.
But I'm here. I'm going to start a Muslim hotline and be like, but my cousin is so hot, bro. I'd be like, I know, dude. I know your cousin's hot as fuck. You haven't seen her in a while. Double hot. I get it, dude. But you can fuck her. Can I at least butt fuck her? Probably not, dude.
You can't butt fuck. I'm sorry.
It's tough. I do have a cousin that butt fucked my other cousin, but.
You have a cousin that butt fucked your other cousin? Oh my god!
I can't even say anything else. I'm kidding.
No, you have to. I'm kidding. Come on, dude. Who cares?
There's no way I can describe this.
Was it Hoss?
No, fuck that. No.
Did Hoss get butt fucked?
I can't, dude.
Did Ajax butt fuck
Hoss?
I'm gonna
get sued. I'm gonna get me too'd. There's been incidents, dude. Just put it that way.
Yeah,
I'm not far.
There's
removed.
Been incidents in my family too. We're sitting here condemning Muslims, dude. We're both in our family.
A lot of powerful families deal with this.
A lot of cousins. I mean,
I have a friend. I think I said this before on the podcast. One friend's cousin went for their other cousin, and then, like, I remember being like, "What the fuck's up with those two?" And he's like, "Tried fucking her, she wouldn't do it, so now he's like real mean to her." got drunk at a family party and like was like, come on, what's up with us? And she's like, ew, dude, we're cousins. Ever since, he was like, fuck her, she's a bitch. Dude.
He converted to Islam. Yeah, immediately. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, so no more of that, dude. What else you got going on?
Your cousin butt-fucked your other cousin?
I can't even explain the dynamics without giving away the team identity.
True, true. Don't worry about that. But there was a butt-fucking
involved. There was an incident, dude. There was an incident, dude.
All right, but tell me, did the incident end in an actual my butt-fucking?
Cousin butt-fucked my other cousin, dude. Why would I lie on that in this day and age?
Maybe to appeal to our Muslim listeners, dude. Yeah, that's a fucking bomb. That's a fucking bomb drop of
information. It just came out of me, dude.
Yeah, that's the fucking Golden Globes, baby.
Yeah, they'll do it, man.
You want to talk about neo-Marxism infesting America? God, that shit was painful to watch. You laughing at that cousin motherfucking? It's great.
Oh, it's so funny. I forgot about that till now. It was like a weird technicality where we're talking about before, where it's not
But they butt fucked, and that news came out. That sucks.
Yeah, I think I pressed that out of them. I'm like,
what you guys do? we butt fuck. We butt fuck. Oh my
god! I can't. Butt fuck my cousin. Oh my god. I should play a clip of that dude fucking just being they said this is negligible.
Very negligible. We can butt fuck. That's probably what your cousin said to your cousin. She was like, wouldn't our kids be fucked up? And he was probably like, very negligible.
Oh, my God.
Isn't very negligible.
What else you got?
I just love the idea of ISIS being the result of that.
Just years of cousin fucking.
Just like basically the equivalent of like, you know how like, you're around like retarded white trash,
yeah,
and just like you, like you out in the woods, like hitting shit with rocks. Basically, just that's their version of it.
Yeah,
just like imagine all the dumb motherfuckers you ever knew, and then they were just like, "There's no rules here, so we're just gonna be ninjas, and we decide what happens now."
Yeah, that's how you get that whole situation. That would make sense why all the other Muslims are just kind of like, there's just a couple of them like that. We're not all like that. It's like, what's causing it? And they're like,
nothing.
They're like,
don't worry about it.
It's really nothing. You guys are making a big mortar. There's not that many people doing it.
It's like, well, they're bombing places. Yeah, they're suicide bombing and they're killing people.
What's causing
this?
What is going on? Look, it's your fucking fault. It's like, nothing. We didn't do that.
Yeah. It's like, well, you guys wanted all that oil. It's like, yeah, but you guys had a...
Yeah.
You guys have been fucking your cousins.
Yeah, you should have.
Which is way worse than American greed for oil.
That's the ultimate greed, dude.
Fucking your cousin. That is the ultimate greed. It's just like, you could fuck anyone on earth. Be like, I must have her. She's very beautiful.
We are very close. Brings us families very close and united. That's the explanations were so funny for him. People were acting kind of like, people try to act like, it's like my dad with asbestos. He's like, it's not as bad as they say. You can have a little bit of lead in your blood. You'll be all right. They're like, look at us. We're fine. My parents were cousins. Their parents were cousins.
My cousin butt-fucked his cousin. Very strong man now. I'm so excited for them to get wind of this.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited for the Mikuska clan to get a hold of that.
Well, yeah.
You
yeah.
might be fucking... They might send an assassin.
I might get fucking pressured, dude.
You might have to take this down.
No, it was like extended. It's maybe like it's extended family.
A bow and arrow could be breaking out.
It's extended.
Ajax might break out that bow.
Wasn't Ajax. It's extended. No, I can say him. It's extended family. Sure. So I am safe within the cells of my main family. It's like extended family.
Oh, they're
stuff.
Not even going to hear about the butt fucking.
I hope not, bro.
Who cares? They don't. Nobody was named.
No one's going to come up to me and be like, what the fuck? Why'd you follow? Whoever that was is going to be like,
whoever that was is going to secretly hate you.
Yeah.
Someone's going to do something weird to you.
No one's going to come up to me in a community and be like, what the fuck, bro? Yeah.
All right, what are we at time-wise?
We're at an hour,
we
6 minutes.
We got to be done with this.
We're done, dude.
Oh, God.
We did it, dude. Hot cast.
Pussy-ass attempt to explain why I was mad at Chappelle.
Oh, dude, you get so hung up on everything.
No, it's just I said it wrong, Matt.
There's no way to say it. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, it's impossible to say.
Exactly.
And even saying that, they still are like, well, you're just oppressed. Like, you're being an oppressor.
You're being brittle. That's a new one.
I'm
dude.
Not fucking brittle. Oh, I'm tough. I butt-fucked my cousin. I'm strong. Look at me. I'm very strong.
I'm very negligible.
It is negligible. What was the name of that video? Because that video is hilarious.
I'm going to put it up.
Put it up on the Reddit.
Put it up on the Reddit.
Also, why are you guys not joining our fucking
hashtag,
Reddit?
Hashtag Shat Nation on the Reddit,
but
dude.
Also, it's what? MS Secret Podcast?
Yeah, MS Secret Podcast.
MS Secret Podcast on Reddit.
Yep.
Join the fucking nation, dude.
It's going to be buzzing. It's going
to
be buzzing.
Just me and Matt talking to each other.
And Spade. Spade's on there, too. You got the Spud Man. You got a couple other good boys on there, dude.
Shout out to the fucking cousin fucker who was like, which one of you guys will be better at stand-up this year?
I know. I saw that.
Fucking moron question.